last night, I was, along with the leadership of both the House and the Senate, met late into the night with Chairman Bernanke and Treasury Secretary Paulson on the issue of how to deal with AIG. The decision by the Fed to step in and basically take over that company, wiping out the stockholders and the senior debt, is the right decision. It's really the only decision. Allowing AIG to go under in a precipitous way would have had the practical effect of creating shockwaves throughout our economy and the world economy, which would have translated into huge losses for Americans, both in jobs and in tax revenue to the federal government. So this investment of $85 billion by the federal government to try to stabilize the unwinding of this company was the right choice. It's not a choice that anybody's happy about, but it's the only choice that we really had available to us. It honestly shouldn't end up costing taxpayers any money, and in fact, over the long run, we'll probably make some money on this. But as a practical matter, what it really does is allow an orderly unwinding of what is one of the most complicated and important financial entities in the world, the largest insurance company in the world. So this step had to be taken, and I congratulate Chairman Bernanke and Treasury Secretary Paulson for having the courage and the foresight to do it.